Look at your hands. What do you love about them? What do you do with them? Holding your ice cream cone, driving your car, scrolling through Facebook. What if all those things cost you the fear pain? That's the case for the woman we'll hear from next. And yet, her daughter, radioactive Sheena Williams, has always seen her mom as fearless.
My mom is a very headstrong woman.
What do you mean, strong?
Ma, strong as in willpower, independence.
Ah, independent? Yeah, I am. I try the best to be independent because just only me and my children. If I'm not independent, how I can support my kid? I need to be strong of them.
My mom, Berlina Leonardo, is the only adult in my life that was always there. She was born in the Philippines and immigrated here in 1993. She is a single mother who raised me and my brother Sean while at the same time helping our family in the Philippines. For my mom, work has always been about making sure to support her family. When I was little, my mom worked for many years in factories, building and assembling parts. Yet when she was working, she felt a pain, tingling over her hands.
You said it was because you were overworking yourself. Is that true?
I asked to the doctor how I can get this pain, and the doctor said because I'm using my hands a lot.
My mom's first hand surgery was in 2006. She was worried because she felt that nobody would be able to take care of her after the surgery. She said she felt lonely.
And not happy.
Why?
Because I don't have family in the United States, just only me and my two children. If I was sick, no one they can help me.
I was surprised to hear her say that she needed help from other people, because I've always seen her intimidate others and be aggressive. In 2008, she got another surgery for her broken wrist. I was 8 or 9 at the time. It happened when she was putting up a decoration inside our house and fell off the ladder. Me and my brother stayed overnight at the hospital with my mom because we really didn't have anywhere to go. I remember her lying there, looking exhausted and in pain. She looked at me with red puffy eyes and asked me, "Are you all right?" I was surprised and touched that she would ask me how I was doing. After all, she was on the hospital bed. After my mom's wrist surgery, she tried to work, but she quit because she was in a lot of pain. In 2014, she was diagnosed with arthritis. Whenever she uses her hands, the pain gets worse. But she needs her hands.
Every time I want to eat, I want to drink, I want to take medicine, I want to brush my hair, I want to change my clothes. If I don't have a hands, how I can do that?
Because of everything that's happened to her, she's scared to work. The last time she was working in a paid job was in 2012. She applied for disability twice and was rejected. But she's afraid to work because working is what injured her.
Nobody knows my body. I know because that's my body. You understand what I mean? It's hard to say in English.
I get what you mean, Ma.
Nobody knows your body better than yourself.
Yes, because I feel.
Even though my mom can't work, she's still able to pay for the rent and utility bills and make sure me and my brother eat every day, all by child support money. My mom's hands are in pain every day. Of course, I feel sad to see her that way. I want to be there for her as long as she needs me. I asked her if I could see her hands.
Man, it looks like it hurts. It's like a dimple, kind of, because you can feel it going in the scar. It's pretty deep. And that one,
your right one.
Her hands look faded and rough, yet her scars stand out. A bright pink color and worn with years of use. It's a mark of remembrance for the pain she constantly feels.
Yeah, that looks kind of scary.
Scared though.
She's scared. But me and my brother Sean still believe our mom is a strong person.
I mean, when you're sick, you're sick. Even the strong people, anyone can be sick, pretty much. It's like, oh, she's just a strong woman who also happens to be sick. That's pretty much it.
Talking to my mom made me realize that she's just like everybody else. A human with flaws and fears.
if you can't use your hands, does that mean you're not strong?
Yes. Yes, I'm not strong because always I feel pain.
I'm not strong because I feel pain. I don't know why those words surprised me, but they did. I never really knew the pain my mom was going through was affecting her so badly. I don't see her as somebody weak, even if she does. And I can't imagine respecting her more than I already do.
We're done?
Okay, we're done.
Bye.
Bye.
For Radioactive, this is Sheena Williams.